Hi there. In this high-level program overview, I'm going to run through the 10 steps to cash flowing Chrome extensions. So this is the high-level big picture that we'll just talk about the 10 different phases that you'll go through all the way from researching to exiting a Chrome extension business. So let me just quickly outline each of these. So to start with, we have got the research section where you'll be building up your knowledge for the steps ahead. So learning about the features and functionality of Chrome extensions and the many ways you can enhance websites and web apps. And then we'll be looking at how to find killer niches. We'll be learning what makes a good niche and exploring your niche network. And then within those niches that we've targeted, we'll be having a look and finding some painful problems that we may be able to solve with Chrome extensions. And then we'll move on to generating ideas. So there are 7 strategies that I will teach you to unearth great opportunities and come up with good ideas for profitable Chrome extensions. After that, we're going to get into building the bare bones MVP version of our Chrome extension. And I'll teach you in this section about all the different components that make up the Chrome extension architecture in detail. And then you'll have the knowledge and confidence to build your own Chrome extension. After that, we're going to get into recruiting some beta testers to ensure that our extension works really well. And these guys are going to be really important with their insights and input. You'll be able to fine tune your product and iron out any kinks, make sure it's ready for showtime and that it actually meets the demands of your target audience. And then we're going to get on to actually releasing your MVP, so launching and promoting it using organic and optionally paid methods of promotion too. So that will cover things like social media, email marketing, and paid ads as well. And then we'll be looking to add new features and stabilize as we go. So we'll be iterating, building, testing, and releasing regularly. And we're looking at this point to just retain our users, minimize churn, and really just engage with our existing user base and listen to the community, add more features, and give them really good support. Next up, we're going to be scaling up our user base, leveraging organic promotion alongside paid advertising, affiliate arrangements and partnerships to really scale up your user base and income. And then finally, you've built this successful Chrome extension empire. Hopefully it's transformed your life. But what next? You can either continue to enjoy the relatively passive income, or you can cash in on your hard work and exit with a bang. So you can sell your Chrome extensions for a life-changing cash lump sum payment. And in this section, I'll be discussing why you might want to sell, where to sell, and how to sell for the best possible price. And that's a whistle-stop high-level overview of steps 1 to 10. All I'd say is I would plead with you not to jump in here and just start building your extension. Don't come up with one idea and then just go for it. It's really the foundational work that's done in steps 1 to 4 that puts you in great shape to really build on that. And everything else will flow much easier after that if you put in the hard work up front, done your research, and really tried to validate your idea before going ahead and building it. And then as a bonus step, once you've been through this journey for one successful Chrome extension, you can use the same method to develop bigger Chrome extensions with higher income and larger exit targets. You just simply rinse and repeat steps 2 to 10 as many times as you want, with bigger goals and aspirations each time. All right, so in the next lesson, I'm going to dive into a bit more detail of what a 30-day plan to get you to your initial MVP would look like. So let's get into that. I'll see you in the next lesson.